He had always worried that he wasn't good enough for Glass, that he was keeping her from a better life on Phoenix. And now here she was, using the same fear she had once dismissed to turn Luke against her.
"Is that really how you feel?" he asked finally.
"I thought we..." "Glass, I love you," he said helplessly. "I never loved you." She forced the words out of her mouth with such intensity, they seemed to tear out her very soul. "Don't you see? This was all just a game to me, seeing how long I could go on before I got caught. But I'm done now. I'm bored." Luke reached up to take her chin, turning her face up so that their eyes met. She could feel him searching her for some sign that the real Glass was hidden deep inside.
"You don't mean that," his voice cracked. "I don't know what's going on, but this isn't you. Glass, talk to me. Please."
For a brief moment, Glass wavered. She could tell him the truth. Of course he would understand. He would forgive all the terrible things she'd just said. She would lean her head on his shoulder and pretend that everything would be okay. They could face this together. But then she thought of Luke being executed, the lethal injection shutting down his body before it was released into the cold emptiness of space. The only way to save Luke's heart was to break it.
"You don't even know me,"
she said, jerking away from his touch, the pain of her grief slicing sharp and hot through her chest. "Here," she finished, blinking back tears as she reached behind her neck to unhook the clasp of her locket. "I don't want this anymore." As she dropped it into Luke's hand, he stared at her wordlessly, shock and hurt etched in sharp lines across his face. She was only vaguely aware of running out the door and slamming it shut, and then she was racing down the hall, concentrating on the thud of her steps across the skybridge. Left, right, left, right. "Just get home," Glass told herself. "Just get home, and then you can cry." But the moment she turned the corner, she staggered and slid to the floor, both hands clutching her stomach.
"I'm sorry," Glass whispered softly, uncertain whether she was speaking to the baby, or Luke,
or her own bruised and damaged heart.